From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Hello?
I'm here. I am here.
Are you awake? What's going on?
We are listening to music from the Mexican musician Jorge Reyes. This is from his album La Costumbre. And we're playing this music as a background for our Dia de los Muertos show this week. And I chose this music to open the show because it has a very, I've always considered it a very ceremonial, very shamanistic ambiance to it. And Jorge Reyes was an ambient musician, electronic musician. And he used pre-Columbian instruments, pre-Columbian vocals, pre-Columbian singers, along with electronics, to create this ancient future pastiche of music that I was, that I'm very, very fond of. And I would always play at home when I did my own Dia de los Muertos altars.
So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to do today. And a little bit about what Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, is. First of all, I think a lot of people confuse it with Halloween. And Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, it's not meant to be creepy and scary, right, Felix?
Correct.
My voice is creepy and scary now because I have a cold.
we'll look past that part.
But Dia de los Muertos is a day which it's very important in Mexico and Mexican-American culture as well. But also in all of Latin America. And it's a day in which you remember the people that you lost that year. And you do remembrances. And Felix, you also build an altar, right?
Yes, you can build an altar in your home. You can build an altar at cemeteries. You can build an altar at the gravesite. There's also a lot of public altars. It involves this elaborate papel picado, which is like really thin tissue paper carved out in different caricatures and different designs. You can put little candy skulls on there. There's also a whole food that goes along with the
pan de muerto. I just recently dead man bread. Yes. I recently tried that in Mexico. It's like a bread. It feels very egg and sugar based, and it comes in a little skull form. Or originally it came in a skull form. It's really yummy.
And it's part of the whole ambiance of putting together an altar. We're going to hear some more of the music, and then we're going to come back because we're going to play a number of songs for a number of people, famous, and we had some listeners that, write in to tell us about people that they lost. And then
we're doing a sonic altar.
A sonic altar today.
Felix, when you were a kid, growing up in a Mexican-American family, did you celebrate Dia de los Muertos?
No, we didn't. We were, it's a very, very ethnic tradition, cultural tradition from Mexico, and we were at least two generations removed from Mexico, so we didn't celebrate that. It wasn't something that I got into until I was an adult, much, much later, and I started exploring and understanding that tradition and traveling a bit through Mexico. So as a kid, no, but certainly as an adult, going back to the mid-80s probably, I always had an altar in my home.
I see that you brought something by Edie Gourmet and Trio Los Panchos.
Edie Gourmet has an interesting story. She was born Edith Gormezano. Her family was Sicilian. They were also Sephardic Jews and spoke Ladino at home. Ladino is a combination of Hebrew and Spanish that is centuries old. She had enough familiarity with Spanish that she started out in Spanish language radio just a little bit before she moved on to big band and then eventually the whole Las Vegas thing later on in her life. But go back to 1964, she cut an album with a very, very popular Mexican group called Trio Los Panchos. That album did so well, they recorded two more, and as a result, Edie Gourmet became iconic in the Chicano community because of those albums, among people of a certain age. And I brought a track that she sang. It's an Agustin Lara track. It's called Historia de un Amor.
Ya no estás más a mi lado, corazón. En el alma solo tengo soledad. Y si ya no puedo verte, porque Dios me hizo quererte para hacerme sufrir más. Siempre fuiste la razón de mi existir. Adorarte para mí fue religión. Y en tus besos yo encontraba el calor que me brindaba el amor y la pasión. Es la historia de un amor como no hay otro igual, que me hizo comprender todo el bien, todo el mal, que le dio luz a mi vida, apagándola después. Ay, qué vida tan oscura, sin tu amor no viviré. Es la historia de un amor.
Es la historia de un amor como no hay otro igual, que me hizo comprender todo el bien, todo el mal,
que le dio luz a mi vida, apagándola después. Ay, qué vida tan oscura, sin tu amor no viviré. Es la historia de un amor.
She has such an interesting accent in Spanish. It's like a very hard consonant.
And it was those albums were very, very popular, like I said. And I remember hearing those things and like, who's this Edie Gourmet woman? But it's all part of the soundtrack of so many people who were growing up during that era.
And I love the lyrics. I love that. There's one line in there that says, a love so powerful that it taught me everything that is good and everything that is bad.
Agustin Lara, the great Mexican composer of many, many popular boleros. So we lost Edie Gourmet this year, and that was our tribute to her. If this show, Jasmine, had two madrinas...
Godmothers.
One would be Michelle Martin, who hosts Tell Me More, and the other would be her executive producer, Tashima Walker, who we lost way too early this year to cancer. She was always very, very supportive of the show from before we even started, and very supportive of you moving into this position. I thought we should pay tribute to her in the show today.
And you asked me what song I would like to play for Tashima Walker, and it might sound a little weird, but I chose a tango song. This is Tita Merelo doing Arrabalera, and just the reason why I picked the song, first of all, because I remember that one time I went to go see a tango show with Tashima, and she really loved it. She really got it. And I think she got it because She's what in Argentina we would call una mujer tanguera, a woman of tango. And that's what this song Arrabalera is from. It's about a woman who is. She's very strong. She's very beautiful, very unmovable. And no matter how well she does in life, no matter how successful she is, she's still true to her neighborhood. So this is a song that reminds me a lot of her.
Mi casa fue un corralón de arrabal, bien proletario. Papel de diario, el pañal del cajón en que me crié para mostrar mi blasón, pedigré modesto y sano. Oiga, che, presénteme, soy feliz arroberano, tanto gusto, no hay de qué. Arrabalera, como flor de enredadera que creció en el callejón. Arrabalera, yo soy propia hermana entera de Chiclana y compadrón. Si me gano el morfi diario, ¿qué me importa el diccionario? Ni el hablar con distinción. Llevo un sello de nobleza, soy porteña de una pieza, tengo voz de bandoneón. Si se le da la ocasión de bailar un tango arruespe, encrespe su corazón de varón sentimental y al revolear mi percal, márqueme su firulete, que en el brete musical se conoce la gran siete, mi proyapia de arrabal. Arrabalera, como flor de enredadera que creció en el callejón. Arrabalera, yo soy propia hermana entera de Chiclana y compadrón. Si me gano el morfi diario, ¿qué me importa el diccionario? Ni el hablar con distinción. Llevo un sello de nobleza, soy porteña de una pieza, tengo voz de bandoneón.
There's this really beautiful image in there that says that she's beautiful like a flower that grows in a neighborhood fence. You know, like down to earth, and
right.
but very beautiful and lovely and strong. You know, because it takes a lot to be a flower.
And that was totally
in the city.
That was totally Tashima.
Yeah,
I really like bringing you that piece. You know, and it also the first song was a bolero. It was a little bit of sadness, but this one was more a celebration of life. And you know, that is part
toughness.
That is a part of the Dia de los Muertos tradition, because it's based in the Aztec concept and philosophy of duality, which says that I am alive, I am dead, but in both cases, I am.
And like a lot of religious traditions, and especially in Mexico, but in all of Latin America, there's a lot of syncretism. I mean, it's definitely very mixed in with the Catholic tradition of All Saints Day.
Correct.
You know? And at the end of the day, Halloween is also pretty syncretic. I mean, it has a lot to do with Celtic traditions of, you know, Hallows Eve and of celebrating it. I think it all boils down to this basic human need to celebrate the people who are no longer here, and to say, you know, it was so good to know you for this brief time.
We offered you, the listeners, the opportunity to participate in this, and we asked you for some suggestions and some stories, some testimonials of some people that have passed that were important to you, and some music that you wanted to play for them.
Yeah, and one of our listeners wrote in, her name is Eli Marrancini, and she wrote, "Hi, Jasmine and Felix. Last summer, my younger sister, my dad, and I lost my mom unexpectedly. She was born in Venezuela to Ukrainian parents, and when she met my dad, who is Dominican, she fell in love with him, as well as Dominican culture, food, and music. My sister and I were raised listening to Juan Luis Guerra, and nothing reminds me more of her than his music. I would like to dedicate his song, Amapola, to her. The song's lyrics make me hopeful that I will one day see my mom again and remind me that she is all around me."
siento mi vida. Ponle una montura al río. Cabalga y si te da frío te arropas con la piel de las estrellas. De almohada la luna llena mi vida y de sueño el amor mío. Y una amapola me lo dijo ayer, que te voy a ver, que te voy a ver. Y un arco iris me pintó la piel para amanecer contigo. Y una amapola me lo dijo ayer, que te voy a ver, que te voy a ver. Y un arco iris me pintó la piel para amanecer contigo. Cierra la noche y el día, mi vida, para que todo sea nuestro. Y una gran fuga de besos se pose sobre tu boca. Y que el trinar de las rosas, mi vida, te digan cuánto te quiero. Y una amapola me lo dijo ayer, que te voy a ver, que te voy a ver. Y un arco iris me pintó la piel para amanecer contigo. Y una amapola me lo dijo ayer, que te voy a ver, que te voy a ver. Y un arco iris me pintó la piel para amanecer contigo.
Beautiful.
That's a song, Amapola, means poppy flower, and it's from the album Ni es lo mismo ni es igual, neither the same nor equal, and it's from 1998, and there's this beautiful chorus line that says, and a poppy flower told me yesterday that I will see you, that I will see you. It's a very beautiful song.
What I liked about our crowdsourcing, what our call out to you, our listeners, was the variety of music that came in.
Oh, yeah.
And the next listener wanted to hear Ana Tijoux.
Listener Nania Cabrera wrote in, I would like to remember my colleague and friend Marina Matzner. She was a teacher in an immersion school, a lover of bilingualism, multiculturalism, politics, red wine, soccer, and of course her native country, Chile. I would like to play for her the song Shock by Ana Tijoux. Marina has inspired us to defend and give voice to students. And what she's referring to here is that this song by Ana Tijoux, the whole album, La Bala, by Ana Tijoux, it really became an anthem for the Chilean student protest movement.
Venenos tus monólogos, tus discursos incoloros. No ves que no estamos solos. Millones de polo a polo al son de un solo coro. Marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro. Tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. 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 No países, solo corporaciones. ¿Quién tiene más, más, más acciones? Trozos gordos, poderosos. Decisiones por muy pocos. Constitución pinochetista. Derecho pues de hilando fascista. Golpista disfrazado de un indulto elitista. Cae la gota, cae la bolsa, la toma, se toma la máquina. Rota la calle, no calle, la calle se raya. La calle, no calle, debate que está. Y ya todo lo quitan, todo lo venden. Todo se lucra, la vida, la muerte. millones de polo a polo, al son de un solo coro, marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro, tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro, no, la hora sonó, la hora sonó, no permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock, la hora sonó.
A la calle, mapuches, estudiantes y docentes reclamando al gobierno una mejor educación.
Golpe a golpe, verso a verso, con las ganas y el aliento, con cenizas, con el fuego del presente, con recuerdo, con certeza y con desgarro, con el objetivo claro, con memoria y con la historia, el futuro es ahora. Todo este tu ensayo, todo este laboratorio que a diario, todo este fallo, todo este económico modelo condenado de dinosaurio, todo se criminaliza, todo se justifica en la noticia, todo se quita, todo se pisa, todo se ficha y clasifica, pero tu política y tu táctica, tu típica risa y ética, tu comunicado manipulado, ¿cuántos fueron los callados? Pago guanacos y lumas, pago guanacos y tunas, pago guanacos nos suman, ¿cuántos fueron los que se robaron las fortunas? Tienenos tus monólogos, tus discursos sin coloros, no ves que no estamos solos, millones de polo a polo, al son de un solo coro, marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro, tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro, no, la hora sonó, la hora sonó, no permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, 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 la hora sonó.
Our next song is going out to another friend of the show, someone that we both knew and that I was close to here in Washington, D.C. Marvette Bettis was a museum curator for the Smithsonian. She was a proud Boricua who always spoke her mind. And she was also very knowledgeable about all forms of Latin music. In fact, I used her as a source in a profile that I did for Chavela Vargas. And her most visible project for the Smithsonian was an exhibit dedicated to one of her favorite musicians and people in the world, Celia Cruz. That exhibit toured the country, and it exhibited Celia's music and her person to the people who didn't know her as well as the people who loved her. She was a friend of the show. Marvette was a friend of the show and a huge loss to the work of documenting Latino culture in this country. I'm going to play a Chavela Vargas song for her. It's called En el Último Trago, In the Last Drink.
Tómate esta botella conmigo y en el último trago nos vamos. Quiero ver a qué sabe tu olvido sin poner en mis ojos tus manos. Esta noche no voy a rogarte, esta noche te vas de veras. Qué difícil tener que dejarte sin que sienta que ya no me quiera. Nada me han enseñado los años, siempre caigo en los mismos errores. Otra vez a brindar con extraños y a llorar por los mismos dolores. Tómate esta botella conmigo y en el último trago me besas. Esperamos que no haya testigos por si acaso te diera vergüenza.
si algún día sin querer tropezamos. No te agaches ni me hables de frente, simplemente la mano nos damos y después que murmure la gente, tómate esta botella conmigo y en el último trago nos vamos.
Felix, you know, it's really interesting to me what each person picks a very different mood of song to remember someone they lost. You know, some people pick something very sad, some people pick something very melancholy, and some people pick something very celebratory. And the next song, it's very much a love song that is, it's sweet and it has a little bit of funny double entendre. This is from listener Becky Pasillas, and she writes, "My 103-year-old grandmother passed away early this year, and the song I'd pick for her is Indita Mia. It was one of her favorite songs. I heard stories that my grandfather would serenade her with this song. At her funeral, my dad and his siblings sang it to her one last time."
This is Little Joe and La Familia from Texas and Indita Mia.
Indita Mia, si no me quieres, si no me quieres, ten compasión. Mira que el hombre que te idolatra se encuentra herido del corazón. ¿Por qué te ocultas cuando te miro? ¿Qué he cometido de verte amado no más a ti?
The is such a sweet song. The lyrics are so sweet. You know, he says, "My little Indian, if you don't love me, my little Indian, have some compassion." And then there's this really funny little line there that says, "All my life I have been frank. I have always spoken the truth. And of course, I want to be friends with you." Who composed this song, Felix?
I'm not really sure, but it's...
Fired.
Rey Soto.
But it's certainly, it has the sound and the feel for a classic corrido, which is popular from Texas. And that's what, one of the things that Little Joe and La Familia are very well known for. We're going to play something now from someone who was just slightly younger at 94 years old. Bebo Valdez passed away this year. He was a Cuban pianist who was living in Stockholm. You know, he spanned the entire history of the 20th century piano. I mean, he sat at the foot of the great Cuban masters from the early 1900s through the late 50s. He was in Cuba playing at the Tropicana, being a music arranger, just being everywhere. Then he left Cuba and lived in exile for decades. And Paquito de Rivera found him playing in a piano bar in Stockholm anonymously. That became his second act. And he came back and he recorded albums. He won Latin Grammys. He did tours. I was able to see him in 2004 at the Beacon Theater in New York when he did a show with the flamenco singer Diego El Cigala. I'm going to play a little something from the concert movie from that tour. This is a track. It's a vocal version of Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez, and it's about someone who leaves. If you listen to the lyrics, and we'll interpret the lyrics later, it's a very, very poignant song, and it's appropriate for our homage to Bebo Valdez.
¿Cómo fue? De la mano del viento llegó, como un puñal acariciaba mi piel, una palabra y un adiós, y me dejaste herido. ¿Cómo fue? Si nuestro mundo era de arena y miel, era un jardín de rosa blanca y de pasión, donde a tu vera iba a dormir, para despertarme. ¿Cómo fue si la noche no acabó para ti? Eterna la estrella, nunca muere y se defiende en tu belleza. Ay, de mí. Solo la luz, una. Ay, ay, me quiere. ¿Cómo fue? De la mano del viento llegó, como un puñal acariciaba mi pie, una palabra y un adiós, y me dejaste herido. ¿Cómo fue si nuestro mundo era de arena y miel? Era un jardín de rosa blanca y de pasión, donde a tu vera iba a dormir, para despertarme herido. cómo fue si conmigo besaba la mano y los niños te miraban cuando baila tu belleza. Ay, 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 al pasar el que te di, ay, 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 en primavera.
The lyrics are so, you know, they explore the levels of the grief of someone dying, and I think they touch a lot about on the confusion, you know. I mean, one of the lyrics say he keeps asking the question, how did this happen? How did it happen? You know, it was like a knife that caressed my skin, a goodbye. And you left me wounded. How did this happen?
You know, when I saw this concert, when I saw this performance, they put out an album of boleros, and it was a beautiful mixture of Bevo's exquisite Cuban piano style meshed with Sigala's flamenco vocal stylings. And they did this album of boleros, and the concert was one bolero after another, and the emotion and everything was just getting to fever pitch. It was just a beautiful show. And this was their encore. And I'll never forget the woman next to me, who I did not know, when they started and the lyrics started, she reached and grabbed my hand. And then she just held it, and we just sat there and listened to the lyrics. And we were just devastated by the emotion of the lyrics. And then the song finished, and she just looked at me with tears in her eyes, and she said, gracias.
Oh, and, qué lindo.
Oh, it was just... And I just thought I had to play this for Bevo, because he was a wonderful man. I had a chance to meet him and interview him. Beautiful man, beautiful music, and that song was for him. We're going to close with something that I brought in from a film called El Norte. And before we play the track, we do want to remind you that you can hear these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're Alt Latino.
And I'd really like to see you this time post a song, post a link to YouTube, post a link to SoundCloud, and who you dedicate it to, and a little story. Let's keep this altar going for as long as we can during this period of Dia de los Muertos.
So, Felix, what do you have next?
We're going to close this show with a track from the soundtrack to the film El Norte. And this is a funeral chant, and it's a funeral song. It's sung in Mayan. Okay, and it's a very, very pivotal part of the movie, and it's a very emotional part of the movie, and it's something that I've always said that I would like to have played at my funeral, because here are the lyrics. It says, we do not come here to live, we only come to sleep. We come to sleep and dream. All things are lent to us as we pass on this earth. Tomorrow or the next day, whatever is your wish, O giver of life, we shall go home to you.
That's very beautiful, Felix.
Saginica venash que si yeyu Urilara ganagash pirolu In manane un café ucranashit Tuligitu vitashito Neshashagaraneni In manane un café ucranashit tu líquido vitrácido, deixa chagar a neninha.